This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a Texans Victory Reaction Monday. 23-20 was the score in favor of your Texans at NRG Stadium over the disliked Indianapolis Colts. And the question of the day is being too loyal a bad thing? And there's a lot of different places that you could take this, obviously. And of course, we appreciate you taking to all those places on the 5-hour energy fan line, which is 713-572-4610. But it feels like for me during the course of this game, I started seeing the particular loyalty of this team show up in a few places.
Yeah.
One of those I think that was the most obvious was when we were all sitting up there in the press box and talking about Kenyon Green early in this game. It feels like, oh man, this has gotten to an untenable place.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of thankfully, soon thereafter, the Texans make a switch and Jarrett Patterson comes in. Now we all know how that ultimately goes. He ends up playing really well on that drive. They go score and Jarrett Patterson is injured. He gets a concussion and he leaves the game. And Kenyon Green has to return to that position. However, it made me stop and think, man, they really stuck to Kenyon Green in that situation. And he's had a rough season all the way across. Like, he's had ups mm-hmm. and downs, and it started in a place where it's like, okay, this is better than what it had previously been. And almost feels like it's devolved in some bit. But first of all, do you agree with the assessment that maybe the Texans can be loyal possibly to a fault?
I think we have so many examples of that happening. And I think it's one of the, you know, in a sense, it's kind of admirable. They know their players better than anybody else. Obviously, they have confidence in what they've done and how they coach them. But there comes a point where it's obvious to everyone you can't stay loyal because it's having an adverse effect. I think Kenyon Green is the best example lately, but the latest example before that wasn't very long ago. I mean, Damian Pierce last year.
Yeah,
we're pulling out our hair. Like it was so obvious that Devin Singletary was the better running back two or three games in at the most. But it took him six or seven games to really make the pull the plug and make Devin Singletary the guy. They were loyal to Damian Pierce, and Damian Pierce, you know, has had his moments here and there. But how many carries did he have yesterday?
Yeah, four snaps. I don't recall.
I think he had one carry.
Yeah, the carries. Yeah.
Yeah, one carry for 4 yards.
There you go.
Yeah.
4 yards a carry, baby. Let's go.
So, yeah, I think, and we can, you know, we can expand this, you know, to other things. Have they been too loyal? I don't know if, you know, where else you can, you know, maybe be where it took them a while to realize that wasn't going to happen. But there are instances where, yeah, they've been far too loyal to a fault.
Yeah, from the 832 on the 5-hour energy fan line, I think misplaced loyalty is the problem. Being loyal to a specific player over the team always ends badly. And I do wonder, because I always say when it comes to loyalty that loyalty in sports is overrated
mm-hmm.
or it's maybe overstated, especially when we talk about, like, from the player's perspective, it's like, oh man, the player's not loyal. When I think the team's, it's in the team's incentive structure to maybe not be nearly as loyal as you would hope in certain circumstances. And kudos to the Texans that it seems like in certain circumstances they're pretty loyal and committed to certain MOs and certain plans of action. But you do wonder, is there a negative effect on the other side? And so I kind of thought of it from that perspective with Kenyon, but I wonder if some of these other things fit in. Like, one of the things I was thinking about is Bobby Slowick's attachment to, like, his wide receivers and their ability to block. Because it mm-hmm. feels like he has a level of belief, maybe not loyalty, but a level of belief in their ability to block consistently, as evidenced by that 3rd and 2 where you're yep. trying to, you need to pick this up and you throw one of these screens, these wide receiver screens, out that's was it to Mechie
mm-hmm.
that's supposed to be blocked up by Hutchinson, And Xavier Hutchinson
just got blown up.
He just gets blown up, right? Yeah. And we've seen that kind of effect many a times where you kind of have these wide receiver screens, or you have it's one of the things we talked about with all these condensed formations with these wide receivers, because you're believing them being capable of jumping into this this run game and blocking to the higher level. And you've seen that not work in various various moments for their faults and for not their faults. Sometimes it's just there's more guys in here.
Yeah.
Other times you have Tank Dell running into Joe Mixon in the hole because it's not working the way it's supposed to. So I do wonder if sometimes there's a level of belief, if not loyalty, that also goes a little too far in that way.
Yeah, no, that's fair. What about tight ends playing fullback, tight ends blocking? Out of the backfield. I think they're starting to see a shift on that, and then maybe they're because they brought in Troy Hairston.
I don't know that he got run.
He didn't get any run blocking yesterday. But are they starting to realize? Okay, maybe that's not the best plan for us with the tight ends blocking. But it's something. I mean, it's not just unique to the Texans, but it seems like they are very loyal to some of these attributes, some of these players. And some of these philosophies that they have offensively.
Now, one of the other ones that I was thinking about, and you can tell me if I'm just going too far at this, because C.J. Stroud is a dude who I think we all appreciate. Mm-hmm. We try and give him as much deference as possible because at times we can take him for granted.
Mm-hmm.
However, it felt like during the course of this game, like I like how he locks in with players sometimes, but it feels like he might have a little bit too much loyalty. Again, doesn't feel like the right word, but he might lock in a little too much. Today, or yesterday rather, somehow I didn't turn the day. Yesterday it felt like Dalton Schultz was that guy,
mm-hmm.
where he got real locked in with Dalton Schultz. And it came to a head at one point where he's booting out to his right. There's Dalton Schultz on the sideline. He tries to throw it to him. Dalton Schultz covered, jump ball on the sideline. And you look at that play and streaking
right
across the middle of the field,
right
damn near uncovered, because he's got a good step and a half, maybe two steps on the defensive back that's covering him. Is Tank Dell a guy who you imagine there's a good connection with? But it feels like in a particular game, he gets locked in. And if I was thinking back just kind of anecdotally to the rest of the season, Nico Collins has been that guy where it feels like if there's any level of question as to like what the progression is, Nico Collins is where he is looking, right? And I understand there's quarterbacks have their defaults in some ways and they have their safety blankets. But it almost feels like it can get too far of a point where maybe CJ is locked in. And maybe that's also a necessity because of the pressure that he's been seeing.
Yeah.
But it does feel like he's getting to that place a little bit.
No, and maybe that's a product of having to scramble, having to extend plays, and that's just something that he falls back on. Let me ask you this, though, because I don't know if this is loyalty or what, but were they too loyal to Jalen Petrie at safety? They really tried to shoehorn him in for a couple of years, although they made the change now, and he can make some plays on the run, against the run, but sometimes in coverage it can be pretty ugly.
I wonder if that's more of just one of those things where you see enough, you're like, I know this will work. It's not even like a loyalty thing. It's like, I know this will work. I just have to figure it out.
I said it at the very beginning. They just have to figure it out. Yeah.
Right. They just have to figure it out. And I think they have to some point. Man, if he could just gain 20 pounds,
put him at linebacker,
just
baby.
He's just a linebacker.
He is. All the time.
He's just a linebacker. Mm-hmm. He's solid at coverage. Like, he'd be a really great coverage linebacker.
Oh, for sure.
Right. He's not an incredible coverage nickelback. But, yeah, man, look, I don't know. And I think that all fits together in, it comes back to that question of the day. I don't know if it's inherently a bad thing. I think you just have to be a little bit, you have to refine the timeline on when you decide to shift away from the thinking that you've had.
And draft picks automatically get more loyalty just because they're draft picks. So Jalen Petrie was going to get every benefit of the doubt until he moved to nickel. Damian Pierce was going to get every benefit of the doubt and still seems to be occasionally, although only had the one carry yesterday. Kenyon Green, number 15 overall pick, is going to get the benefit of the doubt.
John Mechie.
See, I mentioned that with Reggie before the show. I think you could argue John Mechie, but there are obviously so many extenuating circumstances from knee to cancer to everything else. But
yeah.
I think you could probably argue that.
But ultimately, do you think that it's ended up, it's maybe more of a negative, or it does it trend towards negative for this Texas team? Because I think for the most part, it's cool, except the Kenyon Green one is the one where it really is feeling like it's pushing the boundary.
Yeah.
And of course, they got to that point where they ultimately did sit him down. It just, you were unlucky in seeing that injury pop up for Jarrett Patterson on that very first drive. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. 1 hour down, three to go on this Victory Reaction Monday. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, get a taste for some of the other things that happened in the National Football League on National Tight Ends Day, where they were showing out, not just Dalton Schultz. We'll talk about that and more next.